Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Praise God. We've been ministering the last several days on the integrity of the Word of God. And Jesus made this statement, "Hitherto ye have asked nothing in my name." We're to ask in the name of Jesus, the authority, the completed and finished work that He accomplished. We come before the throne of grace to receive the help that we need in the time of need. And we can come boldly, but we come in His name, in the work, not in our righteousness, but the imputed righteousness that He has given us because of His perfect life, His death, and His resurrection. So Jesus, he invites us. You haven't asked anything in my name now. You've spoken to His disciples, but now ask. Ask and ye shall receive. That is just about as simple as it can be. Ask and ye shall receive. Ask and you will receive. And the effect of that will be that your joy may be full. But, beloved, there's always conditions to God's Word. Sometimes the natural mind would say, well, you know, it didn't work. I did. But we can object. We can find difficulties. But, beloved, the problem is never with God. It is with us. And I say that not to bring condemnation, but to bring thoughtful examination of where we are in our walk of faith. We simply need to accept God's Word as the Word of God. That is, it is true, it is eternal, it will never pass away. And as we accept and believe what Jesus has told us, what the Word says to us, we can then come into an experience of the fullness of His promises for our life. So often we can see, well, we believe for other people, but sometimes when we experience need and lack and battles and warfare in our lives, it's somehow it doesn't quite apply to us as efficiently or as effectively. But beloved, God, by His Holy Spirit, is opening up the Word to you, to all of His people. And the Lord wants us to know and understand our rights in Christ, and therefore it takes a revelation of the Spirit of God to be able to do that. Jesus Christ bought and paid for once and for all the effects of sin, of death, of the curse. He redeemed us from the curse and from the penalty of the curse, which is death. That's what God told Adam and Eve. If you eat of this fruit, you will surely die. It didn't happen immediately, but indeed it did happen. Death has been the final state of every single person that's lived on the face of the earth. As I'm fond of saying, there's only two that went to be with the Lord beyond the way of death, and that is Enoch, because he walked with God and was no more because God took him, and Elijah, who went to heaven in a fiery chariot, and that was recorded. Elisha saw it with his own eyes. And so, beloved, this is, you know, we go to meet the Lord through death, but we have eternal life even now. And God has done so much for us. He's redeemed us from the penalty of the curse. And He set forth a new law. He will write them. I mean, it is the Word of God, but He said He will write them on our hearts, in our spirit, that it's not just the written word on the pages of a Bible, but a divine law of life in the hearts of men, all those who will believe and accept God's word. His word, therefore, becomes a living reality to us. It leads us from death to life. It renews our mind. We renew our mind, our understanding. We go from glory to glory. And that's God, just like a natural child being birthed as a helpless infant and baby, through the course of time will grow into a toddler and into a child. There's a growth process that we experience and all can relate to on a natural level. Well, it's true spiritually as well. And God's word makes it possible for us to enter into the very presence of God, into the Holy of Holies. And if you remember, the high priest could only come once a year before Jesus rent the veil. We now can walk into that inner chamber of our God, if you will, the holiest of holies. And in that secret place that no one can find except by the Spirit of God, in the secret place of the Most High, that's where we are invited to dwell. And how do we get there? Simply, beloved, by the door of faith. And as we enter into His presence by faith, He will cause us to walk in high places. We're already seated in high and heavenly places. We can experience the presence, the joy, the peace of our God, and He will enable us to partake and eat of the living word. He offended those that didn't understand, but he said, my flesh is meat indeed, and my word, he said, come eat and drink of me. That's the communion that we celebrate. We remember the sacrifice of our Lord. And the natural carnal man just cannot fathom the glorious truths of God's word. Therefore, we have to come out of the world of sin and bondage, the land of bondage, and hear the word of the Lord. If anyone will come to the Lord Jesus Christ, that person can experience His divine life, His righteousness, His glory, and all that He is. He has given us so many things, everything that pertains to life and righteousness. Jesus said, for I spake not from myself, but the Father that sent me. He hath given me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. That's John, the 12th chapter, verse 49. And so, beloved, we are redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Paul said in Colossians, the first chapter, verses 13 and 14, who delivered us out of the authority of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of God's dear Son, into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have our redemption, the remission of our sins. Praise God. We've been delivered out of darkness, beloved. What a cause of rejoicing. We are redeemed. Our sins and the penalty of sin, death, has been wiped out. We don't have anything in common, nor do we have anything to do with the bondage of the unsaved, with our past life, our life of sin and darkness, but we have a new life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Beloved, it is God who is at work within you. And because of what Jesus has done, you can have God's love in you. We don't love in our own heart, no matter how compassionate or merciful a person may be. We cannot have that divine love in us unless we've experienced the giver of that divine love. And if we have, then we have life in us. We have God's nature in us. Beloved, you actually have the Spirit of the living God dwelling within you. He permeates your being. This is pretty basic Christianity, but we have not plumbed the depths of it. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. And I believe that is true, not just in the by and by, not just in eternity, not just when we're in fellowship and in the very presence of God, but in this life, this natural life that we live. I believe we can experience a depth of God, an experience of God which we have not experienced before. Beloved, if He is in you, and if He is for you, and you have His Word, there should be an assurance about your walk. Isn't that right? We should. That's why we're conquerors. We are more than conquerors. And we have been given the right, the authority to tear down the works of darkness, the works of the enemy, and bring forth, speak forth life where there has been death. In other words, beloved, God has called us to bring us forth into reality the things of Jesus Christ that have been bought and paid for in our lives, the things that He has given us so freely. A final scripture I want to share with you, the word of the Lord, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. That's what the word of God says to you, even this day. Let us close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your goodness. Lord, we're so limited in really understanding the depths of the Word of God. But we ask you, Lord, to enlarge our understanding. Give us ears to hear. Give us a heart to understand the deeper things of God in a measure we have never known or experienced before. Lord, many that are listening, they've walked with you for decades. But Lord, let us never come into a place that we feel we have arrived. We have got a fullness of knowledge. Lord, as children, we should always be learning. And I believe, Lord, we'll be doing that even when we're with you. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. And Lord, I ask you to touch every listener. Give unto them, Lord, that ability to seek you, to find you, to experience you in a way that they've never known before. And because of that, Lord, we will have the very strength of God, the anointing of God in our lives in a way we've never known or experienced before. Lord, this prayer may be so inadequate, but Lord, our hearts are crying out for a greater reality of you. And we ask this for the glory of the name of Jesus and in His name. Amen and amen. Well, bless you, beloved. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.